Government leaders, business representatives, human rights groups and development organisations gather at the United Nations in New York on Thursday to discuss progress on the Millennium Development Goals aimed at cutting global poverty, sickness and illiteracy by 2015. Approved by leaders of nearly 200 countries at the UN back at the turn of the millennium, these ambitious goals were designed to lift people in the poorest nations out of poverty through a mixture of debt relief, increased and more effective aid, fairer trade regulations, and a crackdown on corruption in developing countries. In a message marking the opening of the UN General Assembly, Pope Benedict asked God for guidance and strength to help world leaders carry out what he called the urgent tasks facing the United Nations in the coming months, including the continuing implementation of the Millennium Development Goals. Among those attending the special UN session is the president of the Caritas Internationalis Global Development Confederation, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga. He told my colleague Charles Collins about the significance of these Millennium Development Goals and the vital need for both rich and poor countries to keep those targets on track.
Every time that the United Nations is defining some goal for the future, the world becomes more optimistic. And of course, in our faith, we are full of hope. But then, many times we realize that these are only words. When there is no political word or political will to put them in practice. I believe this is the theme of Millennium Goals regarding the reduction of poverty to the half by the year 2015. The amount of resources destined for development is not enough, and this is one of the obstacles. At the local, at the actual speed, I don't think we are arriving at that goal by the year 2015. The summit of Helsinki in 1975 was producing an engagement of destining 0.7 of the internal product of every nation for development. And many of the nations never arrived to that. So I think that we need more effort in the international communities to do so. Another negative aspect is the prices of oil, and especially the food prices, have made it impossible to reduce poverty. On the contrary, it has increased by nearly 100 million poor people in the last, I would say, 3 months. So it's necessary to have a very concrete commitment to overcome this.
What would you like to see the developing world do? I mean, besides increasing the amount of money that they use for development, how would you like to see them use that money that they do contribute?
Well, of course, it's not only the problem of pouring money when there is corruption. It's, I would say, a mutual effort that has to be done on part of the developed nations to give more help for development. And from the underdeveloped nations, is necessary to combat to corruption that could lead indeed to the overcoming of that poverty.
From your own personal experience, what's the best way in a local situation, what is the best way for money from the outside to be spent? What kind of projects do you think help the development of a poorer country more than others?
I would say especially those destined to educate the people. Not only, I would say, in the formal way of schools that is necessary, but also educating the parents, educating the people to live in a better and more healthy way. And this is in many nations, a great task that has not been addressed correctly by many governments. Also, health, because the only capital of the poor is health. And unfortunately, the poor have not access to health programs. And I believe that the world has to think more about it. I was listening to some speeches in the UN recently, and they were talking about the epidemic of AIDS. But this is not the main problem. Even being a serious problem is not the main one. Malaria and malnutrition are worst, and the problem is that many people do not think in this because they don't have it in their own environments. To look to the underdeveloped world is necessary to be compassionate and to be solidarious.
What is the role of the church in development?
Since 1967, when Paul VI was sending us the letter Populorum Progressio, he said to us that development is the new name for peace. And the church has to continue educating the people in that. Development is not a luxury reserved for some nations. Development should be the general program for all the nations in order to live in peace.
And my thanks there to Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, president of the Caritas Internationalis Global Aid and Development Confederation.